One of the most popular royal houses in Europe is on the defensive. The Spanish monarchy, long seen as a symbol of the country's young democracy, is suddenly facing a wave of criticism and worse. Here's Jerome Sokolowski from Madrid.
A portrait of King Juan Carlos and Queen Sofia burns on the street of Girona as masked youths cheer. The scene has been repeated in Barcelona and other cities in Catalonia, where nationalist feeling is strong, and some people see the king as an unwanted symbol of being ruled by Madrid. TV news shows have been reporting on the protests on an almost daily basis. They began after a Barcelona-based satirical magazine ran a cartoon poking fun at the royal family. Crown Prince Felipe and Princess Leticia, a former TV anchor woman, were shown in a sexual pose. The issue was taken out of circulation, and the cartoonists faced charges of insulting the royal family. But it's not just Catalan nationalists making the king seem vulnerable. A popular right-wing commentator has called on him to abdicate, and a bishop said it's time for Catholics to pray for the monarch. The king himself appears to be on the defensive. In a speech at the University of Oviedo, he justified Spain's parliamentary monarchy. He said it's provided the longest period of democratic stability and prosperity that Spain has experienced. Juan Carlos assumed the throne in 1975, just days after Spain's dictator, General Francisco Franco, died. Most Spaniards thought he would carry on in Franco's footsteps, since he was groomed by the dictator, who treated him like a son. But instead, Juan Carlos opted for democracy. That made some people rather unhappy. On February 23, 1981, Lieutenant Colonel Antonio Tejero stormed Parliament with a band of soldiers. For a few hours, Spain was on the verge of a new dictatorship. But just after midnight, the king appeared on national television.
La corona, símbolo de la permanencia y unidad de la patria.
He declared that the crown was behind the new democratically elected government, and Tejero's hope for a military coup crumbled. Some on the far right have never forgiven Juan Carlos. But many Spaniards today feel he rescued their young democracy. In the newsroom of the pro-monarchy newspaper ABC, Almudena Martínez Fornés reports on the royal family.
I think it's best to compare the burning of the photos of the king and the queen to the burning of the American flag. It's the rejection of a symbol that, in our case, signifies democracy, reconciliation, progress, peace, and freedom.
Spain is going through a time of political upheaval at the moment. Peace talks with the Basque separatist group ETA have collapsed, and Catalan nationalism is resurgent. Outside the Madrid city park named after the king, El Parque Juan Carlos el Primero, businesswoman Ana Valdivielso says she would rather Spain be a republic.
Sí, una república.
In this day and age, something hereditary doesn't make sense, she says. Even less so when the crown prince has married a TV anchor woman. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.